Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
He's been here.
High fly ball into right field. She is gone.
He's been there.
Magic down the middle, just what I thought. A hook shot at 12. Good!
He's been everywhere.
Shot from there and a save and a rebound. Yes! Score! Yes! Kings win the cup.
Sobel.
It's one small step for man.
Ted Sobel.
One giant leap for man.
The man, the myth, the legend.
What the hell's going on out here?
Now, one-on-one with Ted Sobel.
This is Hale Irwin of the PGA Tour. Winning the U.S. Open isn't quite like listening to Ted Sobel, but it'll have to do.
Yes, Mr. Three-time U.S. Open champ, it will have to do. Hi again, everybody, and welcome to a special Touching Greatness podcast here on the Believe Network as we get you ready for the 119th U.S. Open at Pebble Beach. Sixth time it's been played at Pebble, and we have a couple of really special guests for you. USGA CEO Mike Davis, who was the guy in charge of setting up all of the U.S. Opens since 2005, and he's received as much praise as criticism for many, many decisions out there. It's a very difficult job. It's sort of like an official or a referee in sports. I wouldn't want to be him. But the guy who now replaces Mike Davis in that same seat is the new course setup man, John Bodenhammer, has been running the junior events for the USGA, and he's the boss, and he is also one of our guests coming up in just a few minutes. To give you an idea about this U.S. Open, it's one of 13 national championships conducted by the USGA, open to amateurs and professionals, and this governing body goes by these words, saying they intend to make the U.S. Open the most rigorous yet fair examination of golf skills, testing all forms of shot making. USGA preparing the course after careful consideration of 14 different factors, and some of them will be discussed in the next several minutes. But first, let's get right to Mike Davis, who I was able to grab as he was just leaving the course a couple of weeks before the Open at our special media day, where I had a great opportunity to also play the course. An unbelievable experience.
Hey, Mike. Good to see you.
Well,
I'm great, and I'm writing a book, and I mentioned your name in there because I'm having fun about the 2008 Open at the Torrey, when you said to us on media day, he wants you to go out there and have a good time. Don't hit it in the rough because you're never going to get out of there. I'll never forget that. How high was that rough compared to the way it is now?
Well, you know what's interesting about Torrey Pines is that it's a Kikuyu rough. So that grass is so much, it's a thicker bladed and a, you know, basically a more sturdy grass blade. So trying to hit out of it, even if it's the same height as this, it's just harder. So it's unique. We, you know, the only place we play a U.S. Open on that is Kikuyu grass is Torrey Pines. And that's one of the great things about our sport is that, you know, unlike other ones, you know, the arenas for football or basketball, tennis, baseball, soccer, they're different, but they're not significant. A big part of a U.S. Open is it's the architecture, it's the weather, it's the type of grasses you're playing on, you know, not to mention the history of it. And that's what makes, I mean, I really do believe our sport, one of the attributes that makes it a great sport.
How is it different here than 2010?
So very much, very similar. We basically took the blueprint, both operationally, but also in terms of the golf course, and started with that. We were very, very pleased in 2010 how the course played. So, you know, everything got GPS back then, so all the fairways are essentially the same now. There's a few, the 11th hole got switched because we just weren't happy how that that hole played. But and Pebble Beach is itself made adjustments to four putting greens that that really restored, I think in our minds, restored it back to what it used to be years ago. We take 17 green, for example. Yeah. It had kind of become a, more of a bowl green because sand had flashed up because of players playing bunker shots. But, you know, so they've taken that back to where it is, and they've, you know, they've got us a right hole location up on the 13th green and a and kind of a back right area for hole locations on 14. So there's been some really great improvements. But by and large, what the world saw, what the players saw in 2010 is what they'll see in, you know, here at the U.S. Open.
I'm just wondering also, 2010 was the 100th anniversary of the U.S. Open, and now this is the 100th anniversary of Pebble Beach. Is that by accident, or has this been set up way in advance for that?
Oh, this is very planned. No, no, there's a reason.
I didn't think it was by accident.
Well, there's a reason we're here in 2019. It's really to celebrate, you know, sure. As we say, it's a national treasure here, and so when Pebble Beach invites us, that's I can tell you the championship committee at the USGA doesn't have a, it's not a hard decision to make to say, should we come back to Pebble Beach?
So naturally, I would think, too, whenever you mention, we're going to have the Open at Pebble Beach, everybody says, I need to be at that one.
Well, it's exact. People, you know, there are more foreigners coming to this Open than others. We tend to get people from around this country coming, and so it's maybe a little less of a regional U.S. Open than some U.S. Opens we have, and the world loves it. They recognize Pebble. They yeah. recognize that 18th hole, you know, right up against the Carmel Bay, and so it's special. It's the players even get really excited about it. There's just
it's golf paradise, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is a paradise.
Great to see you, Mike.
Thanks. Great being with you.
That's USGA CEO Mike Davis, and of course, he has a new guy in charge running the show as far as the setup of the course is concerned, and he is John Bodenhammer, who has a lot of experience running many of the USGA amateur championships for years, but now he's in charge of the biggie, and he gave me the time to explain everything as we head into this big week at Pebble Beach.
Hi, John. Ted Sobel, Sports USA.
Yeah, nice to see you.
Nice
Thanks
to see
being
you,
here.
Sir. John, I spoke to Mike Davis already. So
okay.
Are you doing what Mike used to do as far as the setup?
I am. Mike's asked me to do that.
Okay.
Mike is the master. I've worked for the last 8 years with Mike. Learned a lot. Mike's been a good friend for 20-plus years. And Mike, you know, and I'm really excited for Mike. As he became our CEO 2 years ago and his duties expanded, I think what his week is going to look like during the U.S. Open is going to be a little bit different than it has been. And I'm excited about that because we'll see him engaging players and as he's not had the opportunity before, our partners, the media, and just being a CEO. And even what I've done with Mike the last 8 years is going to be different. I'm not going to be out cutting holes in the morning. I'm going to be with Jason Gore. By the time we get to preparing the golf course the Thursday or even the week of the U.S. Open, our plan will be baked out. We'll watch the weather. We'll adjust it from there. But I'll be out managing it. We'll have a team in the front, team in the back, and we're just going to present a golf course like we've done every U.S. Open, 72, 82, 92, 2000, 2010. The fairway widths, we showed them to the guys in February. Yeah. They're identical to what they were in 2010, identical. And we're just going to let Pebble Beach be Pebble Beach.
So theories don't change much, especially I'm thinking because Mike has always done it himself.
Yeah.
Now that there are other voices and faces,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I think, you know, it's always been a team effort.
Okay.
It's always, you know, it was Mike's vision. He did some very intentional things. You're not going to see a lot of change there. I think there will be some change, but you know, it's going to be a U.S. Open at Pebble Beach. But I'll tell you one thing that, look, there are a few nuance differences. For example, we've got a new tee on number 9, makes that hole play a little bit longer where guys will hit driver, which we think is the way that hole was intended to be. You'll see a shift of fairway lines back to the left on number 11 where they were further right in 2010. Okay. You've got four restored putting greens, number 9, number 13, 14, and 17, which, you know, really aren't new. They're just a restoration of what has always been here until, you know, the last two or three decades. You know, you hit sand shots out of the bunker in the front of 17. You build a sand dam up 18 inches. That's a different hole than what was built.
Absolutely.
So it's just been restored. Pebble Beach Company and Arnold Palmer collaborated to do that. And now you're going to see a putting green that's a lot closer to what was played in 1972 at the U.S. Open, or even before that, closer to what was there in 29 at the U.S. Amateur even.
Okay.
And we're excited about that. And so it's really, it's not a lot different, but what is different is, and I feel good about this, I think we've engaged more players, more past champions coming into this U.S. Open, and really doubled down on listening. You know, doing what we do and presenting the golf course, we're never going to make everybody happy. We know that. But I think we do need to listen to those voices and hear what they have to say and then make the decisions. We're not afraid of making the decisions about how we set the golf course up. You know, our guiding stars are to present a tough test so that they win something special and to follow what the architect intended. That's what we're trying to do. But I think by listening to players, I mean, I've talked to hundreds of players. I've had
Great.
Conversations with probably seven or eight of our past champions, Ernie Els, Curtis Strange, Graham McDowell, others. And I want to know what they think. We want to know what they think. We have Jason Gore on our staff now, who's out on tour every week. We've never had that before. And so I think what's happened over the years is the guys might have a perception or might have a pent-up frustration, and we haven't been there for them. Shame on us. Now we're there for them. It's not going to change overnight. And we're in it for the long run. But I'm excited we've got it started this year, and it's going to make us better.
Because one of my teachers, who's a top 100 teacher, has always
who's
said,
that?
Brady Riggs.
You know, I know the name, sure.
Yeah, Brady in L.A. basically says, I wish the USGA would do more of what the PGA does for their championship because it's run by professionals. And he wasn't putting down the USGA, but he was saying the actual professionals who do it every day have a different vision. Do you see it that way at all? Because you guys don't have professionals that do what they do. And it's a little different of an outlook.
The players aren't setting up the golf course.
That's for sure.
There are
and they shouldn't be, should
there
they?
There are professional amateurs that set it up, whether it's PGA championship
yeah.
or the tour events or the RNA, but we are professionals.
And I didn't mean that in a demeaning way.
I know what you meant, and I know it's a fair point.
Right.
I don't mean to dismiss your
right.
point either, because I get what the guys are saying, and I think that's why it's been so important to have Nick Price on our board as a player. He's out
Wonderful.
Informing our setup process.
Great.
He was last year.
Okay.
Jason Gore, having him on, who's played over 250 rounds on this golf
By the
course.
Way, Brady taught Jason Gore.
Seriously?
For years.
I'll ask Jason that.
Yeah,
I didn't
absolutely.
Know that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So having Jason, who knows this golf course, one of California Amateur here, inform our process. I agree with that. I think it's important to have the voices
Absolutely.
Of the players. We're going to walk the golf course this afternoon with Casey Boynes. You know Casey?
I don't know.
40-year caddy here
I
on
know
two
the
California
name.
Amateurs.
Oh,
okay. We're going to walk with him here. He knows this place like the back of his hand, as does Jason.
Beautiful.
We're going to be better for that. What do we have to lose in doing that? That's, I guess that's what I'm most excited about. I mean, it's going to be U.S. Open at Pebble, but I think it'll be more informed by players than we've maybe had a U.S. Open informed, if not in a long, long time, maybe ever.
But I think that's sort of what Brady was talking about,
yeah.
that kind of information.
Yeah, I know. That's what you mean.
Right,
and
exactly.
I agree with that. That's why we brought Nick in. That's
yep.
why we brought Jason in. And, you know, you should talk to Jason a little bit about it. He's got some good perspectives. Yeah, he's around here.
Yep.
He's going out to play. Or you're playing.
I'm playing too.
But I know he'd love to talk to you, especially
yeah,
if...
Yeah, hey, we got Brady in
yeah,
common.
Yeah, yeah.
Although Brady didn't turn me into a pro, that's for damn sure. what are your biggest challenges on this
sure.
course? Is it, and how is that different than, to say, a lot of other courses?
Yeah.
Because it's not a private club, that kind of stuff.
Well, I don't know that that's a challenge. I mean, we're going to have, look, this place has got to do business, and,
yep,
and we need to work around that a little bit. But they're going to close the golf course down ahead of time, and,
okay.
and we're going to have plenty of time. You'll see it today. You're playing.
Yep.
It's in magnificent condition. 60,000 rounds a year, and you go look at how good a condition this is. That's a credit to Chris Dahlhammer and the superintendent and his staff. They do amazing work here. I think the biggest challenge, and every U.S. Open site's different, any one of our 14 championships, but here, it's the weather. I think if we get really windy conditions, and so you know we've got it dialed in just exactly where we want it right now, exactly. And now we're going to watch the weather, and then we'll manage it in a nuanced way, whether it's with green speeds, firmness, rough heights,
so
based on
tweak.
What the weather. Yeah, that's where we are right now. You'll see it.
Yep.
You'll see green speeds of 10.5 or 11. I think we will be a little bit slower this year than we were in past years with green speeds, but that gives us some new hole locations, more hole locations than we haven't had in the past. And but they'll still be quick, but they'll just start out a little bit slower. But we're watching the weather very closely. I would say that's definitely the biggest challenge.
Because it's so close to the water, are there similarities with Torrey Pines because of that, even though the courses are very different?
They're very different, but no, even the weather at Torrey is different. It's just generally warmer.
Yeah.
There are similarities, but I think here it's different than Torrey because these little tiny putting greens, if it really gets windy and blustery, those little tiny putting greens get really crusty quickly, and so we're going to really watch the hydration very closely. It's really important. Torrey, you got a little bit more room than here, and so that's just something we've got to pay a little closer attention to, and we are.
Okay, nothing like, though, a U.S. Open at Pebble Beach, right? Yeah, I mean, it really is the ultimate, isn't it?
Well, look, we love all our U.S. Open
sites. I know that, and that's not a put-down to anybody.
I know, but you think about what has been
exactly.
And unfolded at this place.
It's incredible.
The drama and the excitement and the great list of champions. I don't know if I've said this to you. I said it to a couple of the other guys. Nick Price, who's on it. Did I tell you that about Nick, what he said?
He said
last October.
One of the great people of all time. Dude. Nicest guy ever.
You got it.
Ever.
He said, John, it's really important to where the guys win their major.
Oh, that's
You think it's so obvious, though.
Yep.
And to win it here, to add your name to that list at Pebble Beach, it's pretty cool.
Yep.
And I think that's really special to us. That's why it's true when I say we just want it to set it up like it's always been. Because whoever wins can just add themselves to that list that's always been, and that's all we need to do.
Yeah, if you say you're a major champion at Pebble Beach,
it's pretty amazing.
I mean, that's like you went to heaven already, isn't it?
Well, you know, it's something I'll say too from time to time. You can't buy history; you can only earn it, and this place has it.
Because or make it.
There you go.
That's great to meet you.
Yeah,
thanks, John.
Enjoy today.
Absolutely.
And I promise you, John, I did enjoy the day. And if I didn't, whose fault would that be to not enjoy playing Pebble Beach? It was unbelievable, as always. That's John Bodenhammer, who was handpicked by his predecessor, Mike Davis, to take the reins as the new course setup guy for the U.S. Open. It's going to be a fascinating week to see how that goes for both John and Mike Davis and their crew. And John will earn every penny with his brand new job title of USGA's Senior Managing Director of Championships. That's for sure. And do we have some great storylines? How about Brooks Koepka going for an amazing third straight U.S. Open title? 43-year-old Tiger Woods contending for major number 16, but can he win it on a course that he dominated in 2000 by 15 shots? Can Tiger's old caddy Steve Williams get off the rocking chair and help Jason Day win his second major overall? Can Rory McIlroy get off the schneid and win his first major in 4 years? And can Phil Mickelson complete a career Grand Slam on his 49th birthday coming up Sunday? Going to be an incredible week at Pebble Beach, one of the greatest places on earth to watch a golf event or just to hang out and look over the cliffs. Tiger, by the way, will be playing in a star-studded trio that includes Jordan Spieth and Justin Rose in the first 2 days, Thursday and Friday. So again, thanks for listening to Touching Greatness here on the Believe Podcast Network. Enjoy the U.S. Open from Pebble Beach, everybody.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.